Good afternoon. If you guys would find your larger hymnals, turn with me to hymn number 651. We've a story to tell to the nations.
Here today, Brother Joseph Filipino, been years now in Cambodia, over a decade, right? You've been laboring there, and he has a video to show us. Then he'll tell us about the work. We'll have time for question and answer, and hopefully a time for him to preach as well. So, Brother Joseph, would you come now, please? We'll have a word of prayer, and then you want to show the video first thing, right? Let's pray. We thank you, Father, for people willing to carry the gospel wherever God says to carry the gospel in all the world. We pray that you would bless Brother Joseph and his work and guide us, please, through this meeting. May all the glory go to God through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. You introduce the video, or should we just?
Good afternoon, sir and ma'am. Good afternoon, brother and sister. This video presentation, where you will see our work in Cambodia since when we start the work until up to this present, so that you will see what we're doing now in Cambodia.
God is sitting on his throne, anticipating another sinner will soon become his own. Years of wasted living and years of toil and strife are just about to be over as he receives the gift of life. Goes down the hole. Soften up their hearts. All he needs is a willing servant who will simply do his part. Can you imagine up in heaven the joy that will be that day as a sinner bows his head to pray and you hear the Father say, go sound the horn, strike up the
Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon once again. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Church, for this opportunity where we can share and our ministry and our burden in Cambodia. I'm a Filipino, full-blooded Filipino. Even I look like a Chinese, I'm a Filipino. I praise the Lord for this opportunity where we can come here in South Dakota. We've been traveling. We traveled last Friday from Ohio going here, and we stopped in Minnesota. We thank the Lord for the traveling mercy. And we thank the Lord that there's no snow here. Except yesterday, my kids, this is their first time, four of them, this is their first time. And they are very eager to see snow. So yesterday, they saw snow. They are very happy. But me, I'm praying, please don't send snow. Please don't send snow. Because I hate snow, you know. We are not used to have snow in our country and also in Cambodia. But I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. I want to share our ministry, how we started this work. 2011, the Lord brought us there. Before we came in Cambodia, we studied here in the United States, me and my wife. We graduated in Marietta Bible College in Marietta, Ohio. After we studied, we came back home in the Philippines for a few months, and we started the work in Cambodia 2011. When we started the work in Cambodia, we know, and you saw in that statistic of Cambodia, 15 million people, 95%, they are Buddhists. They believe and they serve Buddha as their God. And only 1% in that 15 million, they know the Lord Jesus Christ, and they call them Christians. So when the Lord brought us in Cambodia, God put a burden in my heart to start a ministry here in this country where we can reach these Cambodian nationals, where we can reach these Cambodian people. So when we started, I saw these Cambodian nationals. They are willing to learn how to speak English. Their main language is Khmer, and their second language is English. But most of them, they could not speak English. So when we went in that place called Takmau City in Kandal province, these people, these children, these teenagers, adults, they are keep asking us if we could teach them how to speak English. So we started the work. Before we start teaching them English, me and my wife, we went in the government where we asked an application form so that we could have a permit where we will not end up in jail when we are teaching them. Because Cambodia is still communist. But they opened the door for everybody. The prime minister, he opened the door to start a church there where we can introduce Christianity. So when this door was open, we grabbed the opportunity where we can start a church in Cambodia. So when we went in the government, they gave the application form so that we could have a permit where we can teach English class. So I fill up the form. And I put one of the textbook that I'm going to use while I'm teaching English is our King James Bible. They didn't know that our Bible speaks to every man's heart. So when we teach English, when we started English class, we use this textbook, our Bible. We use some of the words in the Bible like heaven, the word hell, the name Jesus Christ, an example of those words that we are trying to help them how to construct sentences or how to teach them some words. So when we pass by those words, they are keeping asking, Lukro. Lukro means teacher. What is heaven? What is hell? Who is Jesus Christ? And I reply to them, every Sunday morning, you come back, I will explain what is heaven, what is hell, and who is Jesus Christ. And that is the starting point of our ministry in Cambodia. We start a one church in Takmau City. That is the main church. And then after a few years that we stayed there, me and my family, we saw this one district. It has a lot of villages surrounded in the main church. So we try to reach people 30 to 40 minutes away in the city. So we found some of these villages. And they are willing to come to the main church in the city, But most of them, they don't have a vehicle where they can use to come to the church. So what we did, we bring the church to the people. We started a small church or small service to them where we can teach these children, where we can feed them, and also where we can start a small Bible study to every parents of these children where we are teaching. And that's why we called a small church or a village church, where we can have or where we can teach the Word of God to these people. And this time we have 6 village work surrounded in the main church. And right now we are more focusing in training the nationals. While the door is open, we want to grab the opportunity to train nationals. Because if this door will close in Cambodia, I believe with all my heart, 5 to 10 years that we are trying to train a nationals, Cambodian nationals, I believe with all my heart, there is Cambodian nationals will stand in the Word of God in truth, and they will proclaim the gospel, and they will continue what we started in Cambodia if they will kick us out in that country. And I believe with all my heart, these Cambodian nationals, they will continue the work what we started in this ministry. And right now, we came back here in the United States. This is our last year of our visa where we could visit America. So that's why I tried to brought all of my family, and I thank the Lord for this opportunity. Last pandemic, we've been struggling in this ministry. That's why we decided to come over here where we can try to raise a monthly support basis in our ministry. We lost almost $400 a month in our ministry. That's why we are trying to look a partner or to find a partner of this ministry where they can support us to cover up the what we lost in the past pandemic years that we experienced in the whole world, you know. And this time, if you saw in our presentation, we are now in the time that we need to buy a property where we can have our own property in our ministry. Because if we will gather all the village work, 6 village work, including the main church, we are no longer fit in our mission house where we are renting in our church services. So we are praying, we are looking a help for this land where we can purchase this property, because if we could purchase this property, we will build the main church, and then we will build a place where these kids, where we can help them in our children's home. We just started recently a children's home. I have 3 kids right now staying in our mission house. They are the one who take care of the ministry right now, and they are the one who teach the children of children ministry that we had in our ministry. So we are praying that we could build this main church, children.